I've seen it last for 30 years, seen it bloom and end in tears. I've seen it after school and in the park, sat right across me on the tube, seen it miss a stop or two, seen it trying not to fall apart. I'm not sure how interesting this is to some of you, but football, soccer. It was the championship playoff semi-finals in the UK. It's getting to the final. If you win that and get into the Premier League in this country, it's worth about £200 million. And the semi-final was Southampton versus Middlesbrough. Southampton win the game, they're in the final. However, a photo emerges of a member of staff from Southampton spying on the Middlesbrough training session just before the game. I'm not making this up, from behind a tree. This comes out and they get banned from the final, potentially costing them £200 million. Idiots. What's the lesson here? Well, it's the hardest lesson to learn. But they've learnt it the hard way. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. We spend our lives on social media, don't we? Obsessing what everyone else is doing. Don't worry about it. All we can really control is what we do. And here's what we can do. All of us. If we want to spy on someone else, don't send a known member of staff to the opposition's training ground and get them to hide behind a fucking tree. Employ someone that nobody knows just to walk by with a dog and have a quick look. If you're going to cheat, there's the lesson. Cheat with a little bit of mouse, for fuck's sake. Cheats never prosper, we're told. They absolutely do. But you have to hide the fact you're cheating. And not, I repeat, not behind a fucking tree. A tree is not a disguise. If your head is poking out from behind a tree, we can see you. Hide in a bush. Hide in a bush. Now that's the thing. Poking out from behind a tree, that's not camouflage, is it? Because we can see your head and body. And your fucking binoculars. Sticking out. Seriously. It's harsh. Getting banned from this, but they deserve everything they get. Not for spying. We all cheat and lie. But for this guy, hiding behind a fucking tree.